This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. At Denver's Union Station, the RTD is installing new security and taking other measures in response to an increase in crime. The biggest change will be turnstiles at the entrance to the underground bus terminal. Deborah Johnson is the transit agency's CEO.
I do not want to create an environment that does not appear to be inviting. However, we have a very fine line in which we need to walk.
RTD says they also plan to upgrade lighting, install new barriers, and remove electrical outlets to discourage loitering. Climate disasters like the Marshall Fire affect even the smallest details of people's lives, like where they can vote. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
After the Marshall Fire swept through suburban neighborhoods, local lawmakers started hearing questions about what would happen to voter registrations for all those displaced families. Would they have to re-register wherever they were temporarily living? Here's Senate President Steve Fenberg.
It's different when you have 1,000 homes all at once get destroyed. And so a lot of questions came up, a lot of concern.
Fenberg is sponsoring a bill that would ensure people can keep voting from their home address, even if the house is destroyed and they're temporarily forced to move to a new town or county. The bill passed the state Senate this week and now heads to the House. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
33 bison from Denver have new homes with tribal nations around the country. The city donated the yearlings to help reintroduce bison to their historical habitats. About half the group will go to the Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes in Oklahoma, which took in 13 bison from Denver last year. The northern Arapaho tribe in Wyoming is taking 15, and one last year-old bison is going to the Tall Bull Memorial Council just south of Denver. A wildlife camera will let people keep track of birds at Stanley Lake in Westminster. The city's installed a camera on the lake's Bird Island. That spot is popular with cormorants and great blue herons. The camera had been set up near a bald eagle nest, but the nest fell to the ground last year when the tree it was in split apart. This is CPR News.